Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
We're going to teach you election protection activists a lesson today. You better make the connection. Ask a question. Spend the night in jail.
So you think this machine is democratic? All slick and clean and automatic. A paperless process right there on the touch screen. But you never hear the tabulator tweaking. Late at night after you was all sleeping. A wham bam scam and the program flips it from McCain. No way! This is for your own protection. You better make the connection. Cause I ain't gonna let them steal the election.
Welcome to this hour of the Peter B. Collins Show, where we turn to Brad Friedman, the citizen journalist and proprietor of bradblog.com, to talk about the issues that are fundamental to a democracy. Are the elections free, fair, transparent, and are all the votes counted? Brad Friedman continues to blog right up to showtime. How are you, Brad?
I am indeed blogging right up to showtime, trying to get this story out, a remarkable story out of Florida. But before I give you information on that, I'll ask you, are elections fair and free in this country, Peter B.?
They're only free to the extent that they don't charge me to vote.
Yet.
Yeah, they'll come up with some sort of a poll fee that's not a poll tax. But there are serious questions, and we remain unconvinced about the integrity of our elections. Even when the presidential race brought me what I wanted, I freely concede that in many states people were purged from the rolls. Obama's victory might have been even bigger. Well, possibly some states wouldn't have gone to Obama. Questions remain in Alaska, in Georgia, and we're going to delve into those this hour. Also, Brad, we will have an update later this hour from Roger Schuller, who blogs as Legal Schnauzer, on the Don Siegelman case. Siegelman had his election stolen and then was railroaded into jail. And there's some stunning new information in the Siegelman prosecution that we'll get for us later this hour. But as I teased in our intro here, we have a case of an election activist, a woman who actually ran to serve as an election registrar or a supervisor of elections in Broward County, Florida, who joins us right now. It's Ellen Brodsky. Hi, Ellen.
Hi there. Good evening to you and everybody in San Francisco.
Well, we're celebrating your freedom, Ellen. I'm glad that you are laughing right now. I imagine about 24 hours ago it was not so funny.
Free at last, free at last. Praise God. Praise the Lord, free at last. No, there was nothing funny about this whole thing.
Now give us a little background, because you were a candidate for Broward County Supervisor of Elections this year, and you have been active in the election movement since?
Yes.
Since, like, 2000?
Since 2001.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
And so tell us what transpired here.
This was a culmination of years of me being treated as though I was radioactive when I attended various canvassing board meetings and testing of the voting machines for various elections, where I would point out pretty obvious flaws in the testing process or the certification process, such as, let's say, all the machines that were tested at a pre-election testing were a violation of Florida law by not fielding them to any real precincts on election day.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for example, none of the early voting machines were properly tested. Or, let's say, the optical scanners this time around, and this is not unique every election, our county has opened up the voting machines for early voting at least a week before the start of the election itself. And this time it was October the 1st for the optical scanners, and early voting started on October the 20th. But this has become worse and worse and worse. Every time, every election we've come to, Maybe it's because my voice is louder now, in the sense that the Broward Election Reform Coalition has grown. More people know who I am over the years, and I have a greater following. So the supervisor of elections currently is trying to stop me from finding out what is really going on in the election process. And this has gone to the extreme of being almost like a fascist state to try to prevent me from finding out anything that's going on, even getting public records requests or summary reports or just even attending or being treated like a human being. And the reason she does it is because she can get away with it.
Well, and Ellen, it seems like they're really playing games with you, because you tried to attend a meeting of the canvassing board, and you showed up at an appropriate time, and you were told, oh, the meeting's been canceled, and everybody went home.
Exactly.
But was that a lie?
Yes.
All right. What actually did happen?
Well, it's a progressive thing. I just want to point out to the listening audience here, I filed a lawsuit against the supervisor of elections and the canvassing board on October the 31st because I was not allowed to enter the voting machine warehouse to observe a manual recount, which is a violation not only of the Florida Sunshine Laws, whenever there's a public meeting, members of the public are supposed to be able to be present to observe the process.
Mm-hmm.
And also Florida statutes such as 104.29, which states any time votes are being counted, at least three members of the public are supposed to be present. But our supervisor never publicizes when these events are taking place. So generally speaking, I tend to be a watchdog and citizen observer, so I happen to know when it is. So very often I'm the only citizen there that shows up.
And if I could jump in here,
please.
We just even as Ellen was speaking there, I was finally able to post a pretty detailed story on this at Brad Blog, and it includes some quotes from a number of notable folks, both election integrity advocates such as Ellen Tyson at Voters Unite and David Earnhardt, the filmmaker of Uncounted, The New Math of American Elections, as well as Ion Sancho.
Oh, wow.
The great election director from Tallahassee, who was actually put in charge of the 2000 recount down there, such that there ever was one.
What did Ion say?
But Ion says it's absolutely outrageous, and I'll just read you a quick quote here. Sancho says, for a candidate or a member of the public who wishes nothing more than to observe the process, to be taken into custody would be outrageous, absent really extraordinary reasons, none of which I've heard articulated in this matter. He goes on to say he's been an election official for 20 years, and he has never once had to call any police on any election observer, and says that, you know, he's quite concerned about the amount of power that is given to election officials, particularly in Georgia, and that it's important to be very careful with that power. And the fact that you, Ellen, an election observer here and a candidate on the ballot was detained at the orders, apparently, of the election director that you were running against.
Correct.
Is just incredible to me. And I also want to note that it was originally misreported this morning by the South Florida Sun-Sentinel that you had been released on bail at 8 p.m. last night. In fact, bond was posted by your son at 8 p.m., but you did not leave jail until, what, 5:45 a.m. this morning?
Yes, it was horrible.
So were you driving drunk when you got to the election office there, Brenda?
Well, you know, I wish I really would have loved to have won this election because one of the people that is my role model is Ion Sancho, and I wanted to be able to join the ranks of that kind of caliber in Florida. And
now, Ellen, do you have any questions that the election that you ran, the race you ran against Brenda Snipes, was conducted fairly, and were all the votes counted?
Well, I can tell you for a fact the way the machines were tested, they were definitely not conducted fairly.
Oh.
I would say that my percentage from early from election day and absentee ballots was much higher than my percentage from early voting. And I know for a fact that the early voting machines were not tested. As I said, now, was a conducted failure or not. Look, in Broward County, the demographics is like overwhelmingly Democratic. You know, we have like over 500,000 registered Democrats,
mm-hmm.
and I was running as Broward County's first nonpartisan candidate for supervisor of elections. So I was running as an NPA in an Obama landslide. And many of the Democratic Party itself was actually working against my campaign by telling people, you know, to vote straight Democrat, that I was a Republican, that I was the devil for running against a Democrat.
How about a socialist distribution? Are you a socialist distributionist type?
No. And you know something? It's amazing. Quite a few of my supporters in this election turned out to be a lot of Republicans.
Now, have you palled around with known terrorists? We got to get to the bottom of this, Ellen.
Well, all I can tell you is that based on their stopping me, preventing me from attending canvassing board meetings, getting public records requests, and auditing my election in general, there's no way for me to have any consensus or evidence that my election was a fair and square deal. This is the problem I'm facing right now.
And Ellen, was there a Democratic candidate put up for this?
What do you mean? Brenda Snipes was a Democrat.
Oh, Brenda's the Democrat.
Well, Brenda Snipes is a Democrat.
Well, she's a registered Democrat.
I hadn't realized that. Okay, very good to know.
But that's the reason she won. I mean, a lot of people were very upset. I mean, at the early voting lines, for example, the radio announcers and all the public was saying, yelling, screaming, anybody but Snipes. But yet at the same time, lemmings over the cliff were given their palm cards to vote straight Democratic tickets.
Ellen, we've got to go to a break in a minute here. What else would you like to tell us about this episode?
I would like to say that that I was treated as a common criminal. I went to the canvassing board with a pure heart to go there and to observe the there was supposed to be a machine recount today and a possible certification of the voting machines. So I went there with a pure heart to observe the process. And all I can say is it's impossible for me to have to be effective at this point as an election integrity activist in Broward County because I am totally excluded from the process by those in power. This was an extreme use of unwarranted force because I was accosted and thrown out. And it was an abuse of power of the greatest level, greatest magnitude. So Brenda Snipes violated her trust with the Broward County citizens by arresting me for a false arrest for no cause whatsoever.
Well, I hope you'll sue her butt.
Well, I can't give you all the details at the moment, but I could certainly say that I really believe, based on the episode that this happened, that Brenda Snipes should certainly resign.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see her go.
Well,
and I'm not. And this is not a personal thing. This is based on when she disenfranchises me from attending canvassing board meetings and observing the vote count. She's not just disenfranchising me. She's disenfranchising all the citizens of Broward County because she's not allowing the public in to be a part of the process.
Ellen, I'm glad you have been sprung. Now fight until you're finished, and we'll back you up.
Thank you very much.
Ellen Brodsky in Broward County, Florida, an election protection activist who got a night in jail for her efforts. Yeah, I guess not. We'll take a break and return with Brad Friedman here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Somewhere in this town, see me and the boys.
Peter B. Collins, midnight to 3 a.m. weekdays. On demand anytime at green960.com.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. Our historic elections are behind us. Or, well, maybe not. Brad Friedman is still working to bring us news about elections that have not been decided in Alaska and Minnesota. We'll talk about some other issues as well. But, Brad, you wanted to add a couple of comments to our discussion with Ellen Brodsky, who is no longer behind bars.
Well, I do, yeah. You know, well, her bond was posted at $25. That's 2-5, just to give you an idea of, you know, what they were claiming. They were claiming it was a trespass and disorderly conduct. So her bond was posted at $25 lousy dollars. Her son was there all afternoon trying to post that bond, which was finally allowed at 8 p.m. last night.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't released until the next morning. And this is not the latest such event that has happened to election integrity advocates. You'll recall back in September, John Brakey out of Pima County, Arizona, Tucson,
right. Yeah.
was arrested also while asking questions, having the temerity to oversee a post-election audit that was going on down there. He asked questions when he noticed that a number of ballot bags had missing or broken seals on them. His thanks was he was arrested. And then in September, while voting in Missouri, election integrity advocate Phil Lindsay in Jackson County, Missouri, was arrested because he refused to show a photo ID, which they are not allowed to ask him for. And he knew the law before he went in, knew it quite clearly, had the information from the Secretary of State's website. And again, his thanks from an election official was being arrested. So folks like Brodsky, Brakey, Phil Lindsay, as far as I'm concerned, these guys are heroes. And the fact that they're being arrested at this alarming rate at the direction of election officials is absolutely an outrage.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly is. And we do see that pattern developing.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And it's real troubling, mm-hmm. as you can tell.